Well, all the information you're looking for in agriculture comes your way on the Inside Agriculture Radio Network. You can join us on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 1021 in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1, and Ag News 890, both Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. Well, September brings a new round of negotiations on the North America Free Trade Agreement. Now, one group keeping an eye on how things progress is the American Trucking Associations. Bob Costello, chief economist and senior vice president, says the truckers have a big stake in the outcome. Since NAFTA was first implemented, truckers now move 71% of total goods traded between the U.S. and Canada.
We've seen a large increase with both Canada and Mexico. It's 82% of the trade going to Mexico and back goes by truck. So this generates almost $4 billion a year in revenue for U.S. trucking companies. There's over 17,000 U.S. truck drivers that all they do is haul trade with Mexico. This is a big deal to us.
Well, of course, while the trucking industry is an indirect beneficiary of NAFTA, it's been a boon to the industry.
Supply chains have now been set up where factories in all three countries are probably doing parts of stuff being made, whether it's autos or likewise. And so when you look at some of this, some things, you know, maybe final assembly in the U.S. or Mexico or whatever, there's products going for that final assembly going back and forth over the border. We haul the vast majority of that freight. So we benefit every time those products go across the border. So that's really how the trucking industry benefits.
While agricultural commodities are an important part of the products truckers move between the three countries, the trucking industry takes the same position as most of agriculture when it comes to the negotiations. It's called do no harm.
Absolutely. So our first premise here is do no harm, like we've heard over and over. Hopefully that's the case. We'll have to wait and see. But then there's other things that we'd like to see and we've asked for relative to some of the other industries like autos and all. It's not a whole lot, but you can lower all the tariffs you want, right? But if we don't have an efficient border crossing, it sort of negates that fact, right? So anything that we can do to improve the efficiency at the border crossings would be key to us.
Well, there are other tweaks to NAFTA the truckers would be in favor of.
And then there's some other little things like asking for the Mexicans to stop requiring one broker's shipments per trailer. That gets a little dicey for us. We'd like to see U.S. truck drivers reposition empty trailers in the U.S. We'd like to see our ability to do that in the other two countries for U.S. drivers, as well as Mexican and Canadian drivers be able to reposition empty trailers in the U.S.
Well, adding that to the NAFTA agreement would allow trucking companies from all three countries to operate much more efficiently. Well, we're going to take a final break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of companies that opened up pork production. As a matter of fact, that happened today. We'll talk about that right after this.